Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab.
Good day, welcome to Technology Lab. I'm host Randy Johnston with my co-host Brian Tankersley. We're going to talk about a concept that many of you own today and maybe are not using, a tool called Microsoft Power Query. Now, we have recorded a separate podcast on data wrangling, so you might listen to that podcast in the Technology Lab. But Power Query is Microsoft's tool to extract and prepare data. So, Brian, would you just give a little bit of background to our listeners on Power Query?
Yeah, so what Power Query is, Power Query is a tool that is in Excel, and it's also accessible to the Power Platform. Power Platform, of course, is Power BI, Power Automate, and, you know, used to be Microsoft Flow and Power Apps. And so the idea there, these are all tools for getting, you know, Power Query, though, is really a tool for data wrangling, like Randy mentioned. And the idea here is that you take data out of one format and you put it into a different format. And so you could be getting that data out of database queries, you could be loading data from files, you could be putting it into Excel. You know, and I've used Power Query many times where I need to do a repetitive transformation of data. So I need to take it out of one format, put it into another, maybe upload it into Power BI or some other kind of analytics engine. And Power Query is revolutionary. And here's how it's different. Okay. And in our data wrangling thing, I talked a little bit about how you used to have to write a check for $250,000 and hire a $100,000 database programmer. And it would take them 5 hours to do anything of value, any change of value you need to do to that, to the data wrangling there, because of the way they had to do it and the limited tool set they had. All they had was the ability to write structured query language, which I'll refer to as SQL, or write code in some kind of other language and then submit it in a batch process and then debug it, which would take, again, hours and hours and hours. What happens with Power Query is that you do that before your own eyes with a menu-driven system that does the transformations and lets you know kind of how things are going in the application. So it'll actually identify, for example, when you convert, let's say, a range of cells to dates where they're recognizable as dates in the application, it will also identify the dates that don't exist, like February 31st and other things like that, which do occur sometimes when you're working with sample data sets or other things like that. Power Query is a very powerful tool because it uses a language called M, you know, just like there's C and C++ and C# and all these other languages. This one is called M. I have no idea why it's called M. It just is. But what it does is you go in and you will do the transformations, and then it will basically write a script. And what's different about that, about Power Query versus doing this stuff on your own in Excel, is that this script can be re-executed every time you hit refresh, every time going forward. I can take data and convert it from one format to another. I can extract just the third and fourth position out of this field. I can say, find this letter and replace it with this, or find this word and replace it with this. And I can do all of that and make it automated without having to be good at writing code. I just have to be able to visualize things and come up in my mind with a process that uses a series of steps to accomplish that goal. That's the thing that's so amazing about Power Query. And by the way, you have it for the low, low price of free if you're in a supported version of Microsoft Office. it's you have to, you still have to go download it for Excel 2013 and earlier. But for 2016 and later, or if you're on Office 365, you have this and it's already paid for and you can use it.
Well, so Brian, M stands for modeling language, M. And so that's what it's for. But notice Brian's explanation really is background on the platform. And it was pretty clumsy in 2013 when it was downloadable, and 16 kind of started working better. And by the time we got to the 2019 version, it was doing pretty well. Now, is it perfect and easy today? No. But is it good enough that with a little bit of guidance, you can do some very powerful things? Yes. And Brian, you've used it a lot, but give us a couple of examples of where you'd use Power Query for accounting data. Okay, I'm putting you on the spot on that a little bit because I know you've used it for other things, but let's do accounting data. And I know you've used it to extract a lot of the statistical data we've used together.
Yeah, so let's say you had a report that you could download to Excel, but it wasn't in the format you needed to get it uploaded into a different system. You know, maybe you needed to extract the city, state, and zip separately, or you needed to break out the social security number, or you needed to get last name first and your first name, last name separated, or other things like that. You know, if I need, you know, especially when you're translating from one system to another, whether this is a one-time conversion, like I'm switching off of QuickBooks onto Please something else, or again, I'm getting data and I'm pulling it out of my accounting system to populate it in CRM system. So maybe I'm going to take the vendors and customers out of there. But then I find out that the format I've got to have in and the data points I need to have to go into the CRM to really get it started right are not in the layout that I need. And I can get this piece from this report and that piece from that report and the other piece from the other report, but I can't get them all on the same report. And so with this, I can put it into those separate places and then pull the stuff in. Another example, let's say you need to get, let's say you have a spreadsheet-based budgeting tool and you're doing your budgets in spreadsheets, but then you need to convert it from being in a, like in a 14 column report style view where you have a column for each month, and you need to put it into a database style format where it says account, the operating unit, you know, balance, months, you know, and you need to set it up where it's in a table with those four data elements in separate items. That's an according to Hoyle easy thing to do. I can also, you know, if I'm setting up that tool, I can actually take the 12 months of trial balance from the previous year, and I can import them in and then create a pivot table off of that that summarizes the prior year balances that I can then use to create the budget. There are all kinds of uses like this when we're doing this. You know, for auditors, you're going to be ingesting data in a huge variety of formats. And the beauty of setting this stuff up in a spreadsheet in Power Query is that you can ingest it and get transform it into whatever format you need it to be. You just keep good notes about the format that it was in, that it came out of, maybe the name of the report that the client used to do that. And you can get these populations out of these databases without having to employ programmers and database administrators. And by doing that, by the way, you're going to be digging around the data and you won't even realize it, but it's part of the transformation. When it goes through, it identifies, hey, there's a bunch of transactions in this general ledger dated February 31st. You know that something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Okay, so you're effectively looking, you're going to see exceptions in the data manipulation that you wouldn't see otherwise.
Yeah, so Brian, you know, you point out there's applications in tax, there's applications in audit, there's applications in client accounting services, there's applications in budgeting, there's applications in accounting software translations, there's applications in converting from one system to another. So friends, this tool, which you own for free, is a tool that you can use with great leverage to provide benefit to your team, to provide benefit to your clients, to provide benefit to yourselves. And you know, we're all about doing things with less effort and automating more. You know, in this staff short time, so much of the time we ask staff to do things manually. Brian, you've heard me say this phrase repeatedly through the years. If an accountant is keying data, you've got a broken process. And so much of the time, we, instead of automating and getting the data converted correctly, we wind up assigning a clerical person to key it, which is just such a terrible use of time.
Now, let me say something to the partners out there listening. It's okay. You need to get out of your kids' way. You need to let your, I'm referring to staff people as your kids, okay, because most of us partners are a generation older than our staff. But I'm going to say that you need to get out of their way and let them work. It doesn't mean, you know, you're still going to go through and verify that the total that was in the report balances to the total in the resulting file. You're still going to have all those same kinds of controls you normally have, but you need to let them go out and create and try things, because this is a tool that's very powerful. And, you know, even though I first did a presentation on this tool way back about 2014 at the AICPA Engage conference, you know, we're 9 years, 10 years after the first time I saw this product. And I got to tell you that I learn new stuff with it every time I use it. So I would encourage you to again, look at places where you're spending a lot of time keying data. Look at places where you have data that comes out in one format and you know, you have opportunities to upload it in a different format. And the thing holding you back is you don't have a way to get it into that format very easily without a whole lot of manual data manipulation, okay? And the idea here is that we want to wrangle this stuff on an automated basis and get it into these systems, you know, where the automation works for us. Okay. Now, again, as a partner, you don't have to be the expert on this tool. Okay. But just like you have that tax manager that knows everything that they need, that the world needs to know about 1031s, or they know, you know, the like-kind exchanges, or they know everything there is to know about this kind of, you know, C to S conversion problem or other things like that. You need to have somebody in your team that knows as much as possible about this tool, because this is going to help you get the data you need in many cases for those engagements. But you can get the data in many cases and then go through and clean it up so that you can make better, you can do better advice, and you can have better success, better realization on those other engagements. Okay.
Yeah. So the net here is a very straightforward recommendation without being self-serving. If you can get a course on Power Query, if you can attend a conference where there's a Power Query session, you know, this is one where you need to have at least some operational knowledge of how it can work, what it does do. And I would say, you know, if you see a good presentation, which our K2 team can do, or you even see a poor presentation on it, at least you'll have a concept of what Power Query is and can do.
And that's at store.k2.com.
Well, you know, I wasn't trying to do that, Brian, but I do get that because, again, you know, this is one, if you've spent time learning how to use Excel, for heaven's sake, why wouldn't you spend some time learning how to do Power Query? To me, this might even be more important than Excel in terms of capabilities that derive and deliver value for clients.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about the early days of computerization of accounting, there was so much keying in of data and so much of having to program customizations to get data from one format to another or into another report or to do other things like this. Our world has changed. Excel is kind of, you know, Excel is still exists and we still use it, but we need to use it differently with these large data sets. By the way, Power Query and Power BI will actually handle data sets. They have many more than the million rows of data that Excel's limited to. You know, you can read data out of an Access database or a SQL database that has hundreds of millions of records and run it through Power Query and then export it to, you know, and send it out to Power BI, let's say. And there's just some amazing things that can be done with this. So I hope you'll check it out. You know, I think you need to spend some time with it. And again, there are some paid versions that have even more features beyond this. Okay. So we'll actually talk about in our upcoming podcast, we'll probably talk about tools like Zoho Data Prep, like Tableau Data Prep, and some of the other applications that are out there. You know, the first step, I think, for just about everybody is going to be to check out Power Query and to see how that works for you. And once you understand it, it'll be much easier for you to migrate to these more structured, more sophisticated tools like Zoho Data Prep and Tableau Data Prep that will do a better job with those BI tools.
Well, Brian, you actually almost answered the question that I was going to say. You know, typically I ask you what else our listeners should need to know. And I was going to say today, hey, Brian, what would you recommend about Power Query without scolding them into taking a class, right? Because the fact of the matter is they really do need to learn this. But, you know, any other parting thoughts on Power Query here?
You know, we live in the age of big data. And if you're not playing with Power Query, you're trying to go through and create production quality furniture without using CNC machine. Okay. I mean, if you think about the manufacturing, the CNC computer numeric control devices that automatically create a particular automotive part or a particular piece, Power Query is the equivalent of that for data manipulation for us non-programmers. And so, you know, really you have no chance to compete in this world and to be as effective as your competitors if you're not looking at these tools.
Well, so from that vantage point, Brian, I was actually going to say that, you know, it would be like driving a nail with a hammer versus a nail gun, or using a screwdriver to put in a screw instead of a screw drill. By the way, a hammer works fine. Manual, you know, saw works, but, you know, a circular saw might cut wood quicker. And that's kind of what we're trying to get you to understand, friends, is we're talking manual versus automated. You can do it manual if you want. We recommend automated.
It's a free country. Live your life and do what makes you happy.
Sounds great. We'll see you in another Technology Lab.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.